the idea is also targeting farmers. It's not just for drought, it's targeting farmers. Because when there's drought, it affects production. And if it affects farmers' production, it affects economic livelihood and other things. So that is how the program has been designed.
Is flooding not part of it?
Flooding is part, but because, you know, things of this nature you need to do in phases. The idea is to start with the drought, but the flood is coming on board. We've provided data and we are doing analysis, but we are hoping that this year we can start flood. But what we've been doing all this while is on drought.
I hear it's coming in the form of insurance. This insurance, are farmers going to contribute to it? Or how does it work?
It's an insurance for farmers. Farmers are not going to contribute. It's a sovereign insurance, which means the state will take the insurance on behalf of the farmers. And the other thing that needs to be known is that it's targeting vulnerable areas, because where drought are likely to happen are areas of vulnerable. So it's targeting vulnerable areas.
So is that the reason why in Ghana it will be targeted at the north?
We noticed that the three northern regions are the areas prone to drought. So that is why we selected the three northern regions. And because the other thing is that you also need to feed in the target crop, that is prosy crop. And we noticed that maize is cultivated at the northern region, and there's something they call WRI. The water requirement index in maize is very short. So if maize is cultivated and it doesn't rain for a few days, the maize will have challenges. And that is why we decided to choose the northern region as a start.
Has Ghana contributed to the fund?
In terms of contribution, the commencement of this program, contribution came from developed countries such as UK, Germany, Canada, and the like. They provided $50 million for African countries to use to set up this thing. Because, you know, like I mentioned, the genesis of this was as a result of drought happening in Africa. And often than not, it's these development countries who have to bring money to support. And in order to minimize this kind of impromptu financing, they decided to support us so that we can set up this insurance. But what individual countries are expected to do is to purchase the insurance to hedge against drought.
That was a senior economic officer at the Ministry of Finance, Foster Jimfin, that interviewed George Jechi.